Welcome back to another edition of Patients Like Me on Call. I am your host, Aaron Fleischman. In this edition, the head of our research and development team at Patients Like Me, Paul Wicks, is on call to talk about a conference he attended on personalized medicine and how Patients Like Me fits in with the personalized medicine concept. So here's my conversation with Paul, and I hope you enjoy. Paul, at the conference you attended, what were your goals for the conference and what did you speak about?
So the conference was titled Personalized Medicine in the Clinic, Policy, Legal, and Ethical Implications. And a lot of what it was about was the impact of genetic testing on how we're going to be treated in the clinic in future. So for instance, we all have genetic variation in our DNA, and some of those genes code for variability in how we respond to different drugs. So for example, nowadays you're supposed to have a genetic test before you're put on warfarin, the blood clot preventer, to see what sort of dosage you should be on. If you're diagnosed with something like breast cancer, your tumor might be genotyped to see what treatment you might respond to. And you might even find that you have certain genetic variations that predispose you towards being at a higher risk of something like heart disease. And perhaps that means that you need to take more exercise or improve your diet, that kind of thing. So really, the conference was focusing quite a lot on the genetic side of things. And I was talking a bit more about phenotype, about the types of medical conditions people have and their behavioral characteristics and things like that. So rather than the sort of lab science side, the sort of human clinical side of it.
Great. And one of the meetings that you attended was actually called Personalized Medicine. What were some of the key points that came out of that meeting, and how does Patients Like Me fit in with personalized medicine?
I think other than the examples that I gave you and a few others, one of the things that came out of it was that, you know, it's still very early days for people to be routinely ordering what are quite expensive genetic tests, and, you know, the science is still in an early stage of development. Dr. Lee Hartwell, who won the Nobel Prize in Medicine in 2001 for his work in medicine and cancer, was saying that, you know, although genetic stuff is very important, you know, it's really phenotype that's the big integrator of all of our exposures to things and possibly is a better predictor of health. You know, so if you know what someone's parents died of or what medical conditions they had, you have a pretty good guess at, you know, what sort of risk factors they have. So do you necessarily need to spend, you know, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 on getting all the genetic tests done? Possibly not for some of those common conditions. I think there were also a number of ethical concerns, such as protecting people's privacy. So, you know, we talked a little bit about some of the issues involved in being private with your genetic information versus sharing. And also, you know, who's looking out for patients? Who's protecting patients in this? Because, again, in an early research environment, you know, I could get a test that says, you know, oh, I'm predisposed to have a heart attack by the age of 40 or something like that. But, you know, that information could be based on weak data. So should I be worried by that? You know, that could be very scary to me. It might lead me to change my health behaviors. But who is really checking to make sure that information I'm getting is good and, you know, is being broken to me in the right way? So those were really some of the big issues we were talking about in that session.
Great. I want to tie a few things together here. One is from the talk that Dr. Lee Hartwell gave, and the other one is from a meeting that you attended on epilepsy. You and I did a podcast a couple of weeks ago on the PRO program in our epilepsy community. Dr. Lee Hartwell gave a speech at this conference in which he said that it was time to put the patient's voice back into medical research. With that, and combined with the meeting that you attended on epilepsy and our PRO program and our epilepsy community, how does our PRO program sort of fit in with what Dr. Lee Hartwell was talking about?
Absolutely. So he said something that I really agree with. He said, when you talk to patients, they want to make a contribution. They'd like to make their medical information to be made useful to other people, and that people naturally want to participate. But the only thing that keeps them from doing so is a threat of losing their life insurance or losing their job. So what we're trying to do with the PRO project is exactly that, is to talk to a very broad range of patients with epilepsy and give them an opportunity to participate, give them an opportunity for their experience and their data to inform the scientific field as well as, you know, manufacturers and clinicians and all those people, with their experiences of epilepsy over a longitudinal period of time. And actually, Dr. Hartwell said the only way we're going to make headway in this extremely complicated set of populations that we have is if we can associate medical outcomes with all these variables, even if it's without forming any specific hypotheses. So just to collect large data sets of people's phenotype and their outcomes, and to try and look at the important differences between different groups, and, you know, do a deep dive on the data and hopefully find some things that we weren't expecting to find.
And that concludes this edition of Patients Like Me On Call. I want to thank our guest, Paul Wicks. For more information on Patients Like Me, check out our website at www.patientslikeme.com. If you're interested in our partners program, you can check out partners.patientslikeme.com. You can always also follow us on Twitter or join our Facebook page. Thanks for stopping by and listening, and we'll talk to you next time.